Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Susie, I do have an announcement that I want to let people know.
What?
I have a haircut out west scheduled at 4 o'clock. If you're planning on getting on 394 by 320, please don't.
You have no chance.
Please don't.
Leave now.
You are not.
Best of it, too.
Governor Walz has called me and said, get off the road. Mm-hmm. Get off 394 from 320 to 4 o'clock while I get to my haircut.
That's going to be a tough afternoon.
I mean, is that a fair request?
No, I really don't think it is, Chad. I think the world is yours, and we do like to sort of...
It's a big haircut.
Humor you.
It's not going to help.
Sir.
Yeah.
Master.
See, sir? I mean, you haven't called me sir yet.
Well, I just did.
Oh, thank you. But
I still don't
think
they're going to shut down the freeway for you. Look at that.
No. I'm encouraging CCO listeners to think, I want Chad to get his haircut. And so I will go on 55 or I'll take side streets.
Yeah, take an alternative route.
Or I'll stay at work or I'll leave earlier to make 394 a little more open.
Mm-mm. Would you like an escort from the State Patrol?
Oh, a little motorcade action? Because they have nothing to do today.
I'd take a copter. Could I get a copter up?
Chopper?
There? Yeah, chopper.
Chopper 5.
Chopper.
Call Channel 5.
We did a chopper in Hawaii, la-di-da. Helicopters are great.
I don't know if I've ever been in one.
This is maybe the third time for me.
Really?
Were you phased? So you don't know if you've been in one, so you don't know if you're nervous at all.
No, I don't think I would be nervous.
Yeah. Dave, you?
Never been. I'd do it.
Yeah.
Thing Why is, not? Some people do die in them. Like,
yeah,
I know people, I know, but
not,
you know,
not
a lot, but
very, very rare.
You hear them though, like mother and children going on sightseeing.
Kobe, we know about the Kobe situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
It seems, I think a new idea, noon to three. Let's workshop this one.
Okay.
Okay. We are going to add just noon to three, a helicopter traffic report.
We're just going to build it in to the clock.
Yeah. Okay. And so you'll need to do another voice. Like, can you do another voice? Like,
probably.
You've done Nurse Helen before. Like,
I have.
So I want you, when we go to the traffic reporter, then I'll go, let's go to, and I've got a name for you too, Hollycopter. Let's go to Hollycopter, who's flying over the metro area, and then we'll kind of.
Remember Dean Spratt?
Yeah. Yeah, so only our show will have the helicopter report.
I love that.
And I think people will buy it.
I do, too.
Probably shouldn't go with it right now.
No, not today. I think it would be a bad day to do a hoax on the traffic. What are people telling you about the weather?
Well, no, I've received a text from a one Jen Carter. Jen Carter. You're familiar with her, right?
I am quite familiar.
She's beautiful, intelligent, successful. And clearly has something dark in her past.
To marry Adam.
Why she's married to that buffoon is a mystery to all of us.
Me too.
Her text to me, your boy has become a bracelet guy. I feel like it's a Seinfeld episode. So is he just buying an inordinate amount of bracelets in Austria?
He's at the Christmas markets. He's in the spirit. Speaking of the guy, by the way, your snow totals today.
Yeah.
Where do you send them?
Snow totals to one location.
Where?
Don't text him, adam.carter@odyssey.com.
Photos would be appreciated,
Photos.
Too.
Do not text here. By the love of God, your phone will stop working if you give us any snow updates until 3 o'clock.
Is it snowing in Stillwater yet?
We don't want to know.
Stillwater's, they're down a little bit, aren't they, south of us?
Due east.
They're due just east.
Yeah, maybe.
But where you need to inform people, including Susie with a map, apparently, she lived here her whole life. Which way is Stillwater? Is it by Des Moines? No, it's kind of just east by this.
There's a map in the newsroom.
Body water, and it's not Lake Superior. It's called the St. Croix River. But snow totals, adam.carter@odyssey.com. Have we started the hour yet?
No, still working on that.
Okay, let's
have we not even started the show?
Let's go. She said your boy has become a bracelet guy. I feel like it's the Seinfeld episode. This is your chance. Run. Okay, that was my advice. Okay, we had a very concerning interview yesterday off a frightening 60 Minutes report Sunday about AI. Was it character AI?
Yes.
That's it, right? And go find it on 60 Minutes. And if you have children, be just very aware. It is two former employees of Google who then Google brought it back, started an AI chatbot, and they're everywhere, obviously, and only going to become more omnipresent. And individuals now, including this 16-year-old girl, started interacting with an AI chatbot, in this case named Hero, who eventually guided her and counseled her into committing suicide. The oversight was incompetent. There are other children who also were guided by chatbots to the point where one of them, as our guest told us yesterday, Dr. Mitch Prinstein from North Carolina, that one of the chatbots was writing a suicide note for a teenage girl who was contemplating suicide. This is the incompetence that was set up by this AI group. They now have raised the age to 18, and they're facing significant litigation, as they should. So on to that conversation, we briefly, the two of us, discussed just for a couple minutes about what is taking place in Australia. And it starts tomorrow. And our timing is right because one of the soon-to-be candidates for Donald Trump's opponent or replacement has chimed in the topic. And it's not the first time we've discussed this, but it's time for us to get back to it. Wednesday, Australia will require users in the country to be at least 16 to have accounts on platforms such as Snapchat, Instagram, TikTok. Seems like highly unlikely that a 14-year-old will be going on Facebook, but even that also. How is it going to work? Regulators say they will continue to monitor and review the services and may add a list of age-restricted apps. The burden is on the tech companies to deactivate younger users by utilizing an array of age estimates or verification technologies at their disposal, which, of course, will include the self-reported age, but we don't always believe them because, what do you think? Are there millions of kids who are lying about their age for social media?
Can't believe that would ever happen, Chad. Kids lying about their age to get something?
Yeah. Regulators have said the companies may rely on factors like how long the account has been active, whether it interacts with other underage users, facial or voice analysis. What if you're not logged into an account? Okay, that's something. Underage users will continue to access posts or videos that are openly available to those without an account. Even so, the government says barring young children from having accounts will spare them from the app's most harmful design features. So in other words, they're saying, we can't stop that.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot stop it. Tech companies have criticized the laws being rushed and poorly designed, saying teens will no longer benefit from features that have been introduced by the platforms to make it a safer place. The penalties. The companies can face fines of up to $50 million Australian dollars, That's $33 million in the states for not taking reasonable steps. So, among the individuals who chimed in on this today is the former mayor of Chicago, former congressman from Illinois, former Barack Obama chief of staff, also a part of the Clinton administration, Rahm Emanuel, Rambo, who has taken a more centrist position in some of his positions from before when he was kind of a classic liberal. And he has come out today and said, guess what? We should do the same damn thing here in America. And we've had other states adopt policies. And we've had this debate before. So I want to have it here again after we take this short pause. In the United States of America, simple as this, should no child until the age of 16 be allowed on any social media platform? That's the number one question. Number two, do you think realistically it is enforceable? Now, would you like this a federal policy as we're seeing in Australia? Or do we want to go with the whole states' rights, their freedom, they can adapt to what they think is working best for them, Dave, and then others can either mirror or run from those ideas. I think we're pretty much in lockstep. I'm for it. I think you said yesterday, even if it's 18, you're
fine. Yeah, as long as I can keep my kids off social media, the better.
I still believe social media is more positive than negative.
I think you're a complete lunatic on that thought.
Yeah, because I think we spend too much time on the political side talking about the problems it's created, and it's legit. I mean, this show talks more politics by far than any show on the station. Talk politics a lot. And this is a major issue. But there are billions of other ways where you can get information, enjoy, interact with social media, where people do every single day, and it's not controversial. Sure, I would love the lies and the discourse that is of a violent nature, a threatening nature, and anything that's manipulating children, get it out of there. But Facebook communications, TikTok laughter, Instagram photos, that's still the overwhelming majority of what people are doing, but it doesn't draw the eyeballs and clicks because it's not horrifying like a 13-year-old kid having a chatbot convince them to kill themselves. Indefensible. But to get rid of all of it, the other parts is perfectly harmless? No. But I'm absolutely on 16. Are you with us? And do you have confidence it can be regulated? Because I don't. That's my problem. And I don't trust these companies either. How many times have they brought up in front of Congress and, oh, I thought we had that.
Your guy Zuckerberg.
Yeah. Or we get...
He's really good at that by now.
We get people, whether they're in the House or Senate, who have no clue about social media. No clue, because they're older and they don't know what to ask. So they skate because of it, because a Zuckerberg or whoever is brilliant at this, and Chuck Grassley's 197 and wants to ask him about, were you involved with the Wilbur and Orville Wright on the plane? He's more relatable to that. Do you want this? Would you want Minnesota to adopt this right now? Love feedback. Text or call 651-461-9226.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I am a big Bee Gees guy.
Okay.
They had a great doc a few years ago. Did you see that one by any chance?
I did not catch that one.
Really? Really good.
Sir Barry Gibb. I did not know that until today.
I didn't know that either. I was wondering who it was, which one was selected. Among the texts we're talking about, should our country emulate Australia and say no kid until their 16th birthday should be allowed to use social media? I'm 100% in favor. And federal versus state? In the state where I live right now, my kids, they were a part of this for sure. They had social media. We had those conversations many times. They're above that age now. Where do you stand on that one? States versus federal government?
Be much easier for everybody just to make it federal.
Yep.
But I can certainly see the argument of you got to let the states be the states and make their own laws.
Yep. I would prefer the state I'm living in to do this. Now, here's a texter who, after I said what? Two times before the text, before the commercial, I said, I'm all for no 16-year-old should be, pre-16-year-old should be allowed.
Mm-hmm. I heard that from you.
And the text says, pretty clear to me that Chad must not have any young kids. One horrifying online event on social media can scar kids' development for life. I mean, listening is really an underrated skill. Because I said before the break and now for a second time, I'm all for it. I also said there are many other aspects of social media which are great. So I'm not calling for the complete end of all social media. I'm not. Crazy me. As a 60-year-old adult, pains me to say that. Maturity level of a 15-year-old, which keeps me young, which is going to keep me around for a long time, I hope.
Your maturity level wouldn't get a social media account.
I would not.
In Australia.
That's fair. That's fair. but I don't think every 30, 40, 50-year-old should not be allowed to go on social media, but I do believe that a 12-year-old kid should not. Kind of like, I don't know, maybe an 8-year-old kid isn't allowed to drive But Dave Harrigan at, what are you, 62, 63?
Going on 62. Yeah.
You should be allowed to drive. It's not that difficult to separate, right?
It's not. I still think you're nuts for thinking that social media has been a net positive versus a net negative, just overall American society.
Instagram, Facebook, the humor of TikTok. 85 to 90% of those folks don't engage in political discourse at all. They're showing photos or they're laughing at comedy and jokes. Now, the part that goes in the bottom of the barrel on political lies, and if you're not with me, you're an enemy of the country or luring kids in, that is grotesque. That is awful. And that's why age restrictions and punishing these companies is what we need to do. But we have alcohol. We have cigarettes. We have things in life that, if they're abused, can harm people. But for others who use it in moderation and use it the right way, including driving a vehicle or a lot of things, I'm trusting adults to make better decisions which don't involve attacking others.
I think the negative impacts that it's had on society, whether we're talking about lives taken, lives altered forever, whether we're talking about just the political discourse, the division within our country, within the world, I think it's far, the bottom is so much worse than the best is good, if that makes any sense.
I think you are in the majority and I'm in the minority in this one. Among the techs, I'm with you. Maybe get back to going outside, actually talking and socializing more. Of course, right? And I certainly pushed that a lot when my kids were younger. And I know, you know, 8 and 5, right?
Yes.
And you're facing even a little bit of this now, not as much with social media, but with using their laptops and other things.
Well, they got their tablets that they want to use all the time. They like to use my laptop to do, sometimes it's school-related stuff, other times it's, I want to play Roblox.
Yeah.
And I don't know much about Roblox, but I do know what I've read in the news about how it's been used by other people for nefarious purposes.
Yeah.
And sorry, no.
Yeah.
I'm not ready to monitor you constantly while you're, you know, want to play with your friend, but
we need more people who are willing, more parents who are willing to be a crank like I was with my kids. And now my son, middle son, Griffin, who I text him a message today saying, I can't imagine a second of my life without you. I love you. You bring joy to me every second of my life. He's going on this big trip. And we had Donnybrooks over and over again. And I would walk through hell for that kid. But was he incredibly mad at me at times and have a temper that could match mine? Yeah. But I think he's amazing. And if we had to bump heads, we had to bump heads. And sometimes I went too far. 100%. Sometimes he went too far. But you got to say no more than you think. And then also just to the other side, sometimes some people are so overwhelmed by so much stuff in their life that they don't have time to monitor this.
Mm-hmm.
Or they don't have time to say get outside because they're working their second job and everything costs more and they're trying to get by. So in theory, I can say this about be tough and all that. But for some folks, it's a lot harder than it is for me to say it or for text to just say, well, back in my day, this never happened. By the way, back in your day, it did happen, just in a different way.
Is your boy going to come back a bracelet guy like Adam?
I don't know, but I'm getting, should I give you the bracelet updates? Okay. Oh, my God. The kid is wearing, look at all these bracelets he's got on.
That's Carter's wrist.
Yeah.
Only 5 of them?
There's 5 bracelets on him. Oh, my gosh.
Mr. Christmas Market.
He is. Okay, let's get to some of your texts with Jamie. We'll carry this over to Jamie because her stepson is right in this wheelhouse. And also some social media, some party talk with Jamie. 33 past 2 on CCO.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Jamie's here. Always a pleasure when Jamie is here. John Schuster, Coldwell Banker Hotline. So, Jamie, yesterday we talked about the 60 Minutes report with the frightening AI derivation. What was it again, Dave?
Character AI.
Where convincing young teenage kids through chatbots to kill themselves. And we had a guest on the topic, and then we briefly discussed yesterday, but now we're talking more extensively about what's going on in Australia, country you travel to often, a country your tremendous husband Doug is from, where as of tomorrow, the social media minimum age is 16. And the lengths they're going to try to enforce it. And it's going to be daunting and challenging. So we're talking to now Rahm Emanuel, who it's just a matter of when he's going to try to be the next president of the United States. He's come out saying for this. We've had states debated already. You have a – how old is Archie?
11.
This is your wheelhouse right now. You are living this on a daily basis. If Jamie Yuccas becomes the czar of social media, either – in California or the United States of America, are you in favor of a social media minimum age, and is 16 the number?
Yeah, well, first of all, I have a niece who I've watched in Australia struggle through a lot of this, and there's been, I mean, like this country, but she was very much in favor of wanting this even for herself. She's now 17, but as somebody who said, you know, growing up 14, 15, 16, when, you know, Instagram and TikTok and all this stuff and COVID, you know, they were severely locked down during COVID. So as much as we were locked down and kind of gravitated towards social media and stuff, I think the kids really did there because they, if you remember, they didn't let anyone into the country.
No.
If they did, they had quarantine for 2 weeks. It was a whole thing. So it was really a lifeline, but that turned very, I would say, dangerous for a lot of kids. My niece went through a lot of bullying, like Snapchat, TikTok. There was, different videos being made. So she is actually, she's somebody at 17, says, I'm so glad this is happening for younger generations so that they hopefully won't have to go through what I did. Her friends are all in support of it. I think it's funny. All of her friends are like now getting into like retro cameras and trying to find DVD players and, you know, like going back to stuff. So it's interesting to kind of hear what's, there's not like some big backlash from the teens of like, oh my God, give me my social media. I think it's like, hey, okay, you know, like we see the data, we see the research, the generation before us really did struggle. There's a lot of mental health struggles and a lot of research done in Australia on mental health. Having my stepson, you know, it's so interesting because we're a blended household of two different, very different households.
Right.
And I know other people struggle with this. My husband is a scientist by training. He reads a lot of data, is very analytical. And, you know, I think a lot of parents would think he's very, very strict. He doesn't, you know, there's very strict time limits to how much Archie can spend online and what he can watch. The other household is very, very different. And I feel for my stepson that he lives in two very different worlds that way. Luckily, we haven't had to cross that bridge yet when it comes to social media. Both parents in agreement that they don't want him to have a cell phone until much later. But, you know, he's got an Apple Watch. The kids have Chromebooks from school. I mean, there's plenty of other ways to get online. So I think the data's there. I think we read more and more studies. I read something the other day of kids that have a cell phone before the age of 12 are more likely to be depressed and obese and have anxiety. I think we see it with 40-year-olds. Like my coworkers who doom scroll and do all that stuff, they're more anxious and more depressed. It's, you know, we got to get people back out into the real world and communicating with one another and having some sunshine and touching your bare feet in the grass, or for you guys, it sounds like today, snow, you know, and reconnecting with real life.
So right now, as I look out the window of WCC Radio, it is snowing very hard. The roads are a major, major problem. I might be traveling to that similar state where you're at in a couple of days, and I probably will be putting out tweets joking about it. What is, just for folks who would like to hear about the weather that you're experiencing right now, what is the weather right now in Southern California?
Well, I will tell you, it's abnormal right now. It's not usually this warm, but we are in a little bit of a December heat wave, and I live near the ocean, which you know can oftentimes be cooler than other parts. And I am at 82 degrees, according
chilly.
To my car.
Yeah, sweater on?
Lots of sunshine. No, but it's one of those weird things here in California that in the morning I'm wearing, like, UGG boots and a granny sweater because it's, like, 42 degrees. And then, you know, it's 12:45 here. I know you guys are 2:45. It's, it's 82. So, and in, like, 2 hours, it'll start dropping off again to, like, the 60s and then overnight into the 40s.
Tell me, in fact, text me right now, if you can. If you're driving, don't even think about it.
But no, I'm parked.
I was going to the audience here, too. And I know you, but for the audience listening right now, what part of this December weather has annoyed you most? Because it has been cold almost on a daily basis, and it's snowing. Dave, what would you say? 3 out of every 4 days, some level of snow so far the last couple of weeks.
A nuisance to what we're getting today, few inches probably,
yes.
With the sneet added in.
What part, so Jamie, thinking about your years living here, and when it starts late November, early December, which part bothered you more? The cold weather early or the constancy of some sort of nuisance snow? This one is going to be worse because it's more than just a small amount. And it might get to 33, 34, and it might turn into, like, rain and snow combo, and then it's a disaster.
Well, if you remember my time in Minneapolis, I actually lived downtown that had a skyway system to pretty much everywhere I went.
Yes.
So for me, I would choose the cold temperatures, but I know for everyone else who lives in the suburbs, that nuisance precipitation can really, you know, the spin out accidents and the, I don't miss any of it, to be honest with you. Yeah. I love
taunting.
You guys. I love,
yeah.
I love summer. I love fall.
Yeah.
Winter was not, the only thing I'll say, I do every once in a while, like we have the Christmas tree up, right? And I've got the lights up and we've got the wreath on the door. I do romanticize like the 2 weeks between Christmas and New Year's, when there is snow on the ground and everything's kind of glistening and the lights look really pretty. I do, you know, I do miss that.
I think you miss that when you're inside your home and it didn't, it wasn't a 3 hour and 12 minute drive home.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, Dave, that's how a lot of people do romanticize mm-hmm. winter. Because it sounds great. Like if you're home right now and you have nowhere to go, and the snow is coming down, and it looks very pretty looking out, you know, our windows from the 1930s.
The blankets, the hot chocolate going.
Yeah, sounds good. It doesn't sound as good as I need to leave here, and I'm not going to sleep on this floor because I would probably die within an hour if I laid and tried to rest on this floor. It's that disgusting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just
sounds extreme.
Yeah, just Dave, how
you would lay down and die.
Yeah,
okay.
Dave, how long would someone survive if they slept on this carpet?
I don't know. Well, why don't you try it? We'll find out.
No, I'm
science
not.
Science experiment here.
I'm not. Dog is the scientist. I will not be signing up for one of his programs. I will not be. And then again, Dave, you tell me, was Jamie? I know a lot of taunting there. I lived in the Skyway. It's 82. Mm-hmm. I'm in L.A.
I didn't have to deal with this while
talk.
I lived there.
Look,
and I left anyway.
Guess what? You guys, here's what I'm going to say. You guys have a much cheaper cost of living.
Yeah.
I think the communities there are still communities. It's not like all, you know, divided up into certain neighborhoods like it is here. There's a lot of things I miss about Minnesota. I'm not a huge winter girl.
No. That's two of us, and I'm here. I'm here. I'm held hostage. You know, that's it. That's it. All right, well, make sure you have suntan lotion on. Don't get burnt.
Well, can I just tell you really quickly something very funny?
Yeah.
So Doug and I actually have a week vacation next week that we decided we want to go somewhere warmer.
Oh,
no.
Warmer.
So
okay.
we're going to Mexico. We'll see in a couple
that's
weeks.
How, Dave, that's how much she misses Minnesota, that she has a week off, could come home, see friends, family. Listen, you could the guy to my right, you could stay at his house again. Nope, you're going somewhere warmer. Exactly.
All right. Yep, that's where I'm at.
Have
take
fun.
Care.
See ya. The taunting. Jamie Yukis, right here on CCO. What part of this nonsense bugs you most? It's snowing everywhere. We don't need you to text us and tell us snowing. It's snowing everywhere. We know it. What part bugs you the most? The goofballs on the road. The fact that it's December 9th and you're not going to see green grass until May 3rd?
July at this point.
Maybe 4th of July you'll see it. The fact that it's cold every day. What part of this nonsense that we put up with is bugging you the most? 651-461-9226. Off Sir Mix-a-Lot, can you guess today's bumper music theme?
Just based on one song.
Yeah, you could listen to the show. That'd be nice.
I mean, I heard you guys... I mean, frankly, I'm a little concerned that you guys are obsessed with me. Yeah. I heard a terrible impersonation earlier.
I thought you were in the room. Where do you stand on the snowplow as of now?
Still making up my mind. I mean, Dave was right that earlier today I did. I've been on record for pretty consistent for the last year and a half.
You're done with it.
That I'm done with it.
Yeah.
But...
I feel like
that is the common viewpoint now.
Yeah,
Most people feel that way.
Switcheroo
time.
Yeah.
DeRusha here for the name of Snowplow.
Can't we have some fun anymore in a time where all we do is argue about everything? Can't we just have some mindless entertainment?
Dave, tell Jason the bumper music theme today. Look at Tony.
Baby got back.
Look at Tony Robbins on there. That's a big old head.
I'll give him a clue. We've heard
look
from
at that
people
size head.
Okay.
Like Rod Stewart, Paul McCartney,
Elton John,
Mick Jagger, Elton John,
Van Morrison.
Van, yes. Barry Gibb. Barry Gibb. Bee Gees.
It's outdated songs that are.
That's not a nice thing to say.
What is it?
Musicians who've been knighted.
Oh, that's good.
Sir Rod, Sir Paul, Sir Mix.
So Sir Mix-a-Lot.
That's very good.
Yeah.
That's very funny. That's I sometimes make fun of the bumper theme.
But you like it.
It feels like a tremendous waste of a talented producer's time to have to do this every day.
Well, at least we got 3 hours to get to the joke from the first bumper.
But the punchline is pretty good there.
Hang with us all 3 hours.
It's kind of like a Royce
column.
You stay. There's a lot of
twisting. Meandering. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What bugs me most about winter? What do we got here? The sludge from the wheel wells. Yeah, that's not good. Scream at people. Turn on your headlights. It's a snowstorm.
Well, I bet JP is going to mention that during a traffic report.
Every single time.
I believe in him.
I hate the snow. Put up with the cold. You can drive in the cold. Winter with no garage the past 15 years. That is tough.
Yeah.
Snow makes it a little harder to pull my ice fishing gear up.
Yeah, makes sense.
The endless stream of TV and radio chatter about the snow.
Oh, people love it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.